Plans are in place to establish an institute for training in the business of real estate as part of the Real Estate Board's 5-year plan. We'll tell you more about it when we return.
Are you an NHD mortgager? Do you have an email account? Then sign up to receive your mortgage statements by email and have a chance to win big in the NHD's Got Mail promotion. You could win 3, 6, or even 9 months mortgage holiday or a Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Winning is easy. Visit nhd.gov.jm or your nearest NHD branch. Entries close February 26, 2016. Enter the NHD's Got Mail promotion today. Conditions apply. Call 1-888-225-5648.
The Real Estate Board of Jamaica, REB, will establish a training institute to meet industry demands for certification and improve the quality of service in the sector. Practitioners in the industry will be able to improve the services they offer to the public. The official launch of the institute took place on Tuesday, February 16, at the board's head office in Kingston. Chief Executive Officer of the REB, Sandra Watson, says the school will be located at the agency's old office on Surbiton Road in Kingston.
It is supposed to train people, the practitioners in the industry, as well as persons in the industry who are unaware. We want to all real estate practitioners, new entrants to the industry, members of the Bar Association who want information on like the new timeshare that is coming and the Strata Act.
The training program will offer a fresh wind of opportunity for existing and potential practitioners. The Real Estate Training Institute's inaugural course will be rolled out in March. The classes to be offered will be tailored to meet the needs of persons at different levels of the industry.
If it is that they are new entrants to the industry, they'll register for those pre-licensing courses and they will be educated, they'll be given a certificate, and then they will take the real estate exam. And once they've passed that, then they'll get their license to practice real estate. If they are already in the industry, then the hours will contribute towards their continuing education.
The institute will also seek to fill the knowledge gap that exists in sectors dependent on the real estate industry. For instance, the insurance sector. Depending on which courses persons sign up for, qualification may come when a certain number of hours are filled or after months of rigorous training. Members of the Jamaica Bar Association who are interested in the new timeshare system should also look out for courses next month. The first dealer's course will start on March 18. The schedule has been advertised and courses will be offered as the need arises, in keeping with best practices in the business of real estate, particularly in areas such as sales, leases, rentals, valuation, property and strata management, timeshare and auctions. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill has welcomed the establishment of the Training Institute. He says he is pleased that the institute is the first in the region exclusively dedicated to real estate education and training at the tertiary level. Minister Pickersgill adds that it will open up new opportunities for commitment to service and will boost the level of professionalism in the real estate market. Courses in the field are also offered at the University of Technology, but the new institute is expected to add another dimension to the courses offered. The Real Estate Board has a statutory obligation to ensure that all real estate practitioners act professionally and offer competent service, which is consistent with the license issued by the board. In keeping with that mandate, the new institute will ensure that all licensees are adequately trained and are familiar with the new dynamics of the industry.
Government pensioners, as the Accountant General's Department seeks to modernize its processes to serve you better, be advised that as of January 31, 2016, only the barcoded life certificates will be accepted. The department will continue to mail out the barcode life certificates. However, they are available on our website at treasury.gov.jm. You may request one by email or you may collect a life certificate from the office. For more information on the new barcoded life certificate, contact the AGD at 1-888-991-3005 or 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department. Touching the life of every Jamaican.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.